This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory,
oh,
glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't know what you do at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is you do, I'm happy that you do that do and that you do that do with me. It is the Friday, first of all, before Father's Day. Let me get it out of the way. My daddy dead. But if you have a daddy, happy Father's Day to you and your daddy, all right? Also, it's Friday. We've made it. Hallelujah. It's Friday. The people tired awaken. Ba-dum-ba-dum, right? Today, I want to do something a little different, right? Because we're not going to be able to have, like, concerts and that kind of stuff, yeah? I'm a Church of God kid, yeah. We remember a time when Church of God concerts was a big deal. All right, so my phone is open because I still only have one. The number is 325-4259. Let me say it again, 325-4259. You can text me at 422-4796, all right? And I'm going to try to have a good old gospel Father's Day concert on air today. I was supposed to have been joined by the Bishop Denzel Rule, but of course, you know, he's a man of many hats, and so he had to put on another hat this morning. He is still a friend of the of Unleashed with Levin Miller here on Guardian Radio 96.9, and I look forward to the two that he now owes me. So, Bishop Rule, I send Godspeed with you, but I await having you on air because, you know, these people love to have the one and only Bishop Denzel Rule over here. And so now they can kill me. I got to try to do this on air by myself, right? Because that's why I was bringing him, because who better to have a concert with than the one and only Bishop Denzel Rule, right? Before I get to that, though, let me also send this shout out. And you can text if you have Father's Day shout outs or if you want to call and talk about your good daddy, you could feel free to do that. But let me also say a special shout out to one Mr. Kingsley Webster Fowler Sr., down at Twin Brothers, E Street South. And that is coming from one of your daughters. All right? I see they got all kind of big time title, but I'm not putting all that stuff in there. You ought to know which one of the daughters that is, Mr. Fowler. And so she wanted me to make sure that I did that before I did anything else. And there you have it. I've done it. So I see Chanel Ferguson is in the news yesterday saying that irritating women are needed in the executive. And that God, the same God that have to warn Iraq to worry about, mind you. The same God that kind of eradicate farming in the Middle East. And the same God that still trying to end Ebola and AIDS and cancer in the world, and the same God that has to keep the ocean from swallowing up the landmass, and the same God that has to hold all of the firmaments where they are in creation. That same God took time out of his schedule to decide that when he made woman, and you know something, Chanel has answered an age-old question for me, because when I get to heaven, it is my hope that I am able to have recollection, if only for a moment. So when I get to the gate, here's my plan. I imagine Peter will be there, and Michael, the archangel of the Lord, will be there, right? And I'm gonna look at Mike, and I'm gonna say, Mike, go get the chief for me, man. I need to see the chief, right? And hopefully God ain't busy that day. He'll come down to the gate, he'll come see me, and I'll say, chief, before you let me in, man, I just got one question. When you was making these, what exactly was the plan? Because I'm sure we ever really get that right. And I know all good and perfect things come from you, chief. But I'm sure, I mean, what exactly was the plan? Because I see what the end result was, but that's really what you was going for when you make them? And so Chanel Ferguson has here answered, I no longer need to ask that question when I get to the gate, because Chanel Ferguson has answered it for me. God send woman here to irritate man. And it's because, you can't make this stuff up. When woman irritate man, beautiful things happen. Well, I could think about a number of other things that happens when women irritate man. I mean, and if we ask Emmanuel's account of it, Miriam Emmanuel say, her daddy say, if you handle man, you might get man handled. That ain't me. That's Miriam daddy who say that. All right? So, Chanel, I want you to walk on the side of caution with this ideology. I want you to be very careful with this, because obviously you and Miriam daddy reading two different books. And when you also think about the fact that irritation in the oyster, that in the end results in the pearl, right, is subjected to so many things like acid and agitation and you know, like abuse, right? And so, if you're a woman out there, don't listen to Chanel Ferguson. All right, so I'm taking shout outs today. You could call your daddy, you could call me, well, you could call me, and we could talk about your daddy and I guess why you think he's a good daddy, maybe. Or you could text me, 422-4796. But in the meantime, I'm having a Father's Day concert on air, and I hope that you all enjoy it. Give me the first one, Allenton.
Great big welcome for Willie Neal, the country boy Johnson, on the say. I want you to do something for this country boy. I want you to look somebody in the face. Get them by the hand. I said, hi, neighbor. My God's got it. I want it. And he's gonna get it. Oh, listen. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This ain't nothing hurting y'all.
Just a rehearsal.
Like Robert. Robert is my boy. Man, listen to me. I could imagine that would be like the opening act for my concert, you know, if I had a Father's Day concert. This is just rehearsal. That, I like Robert. Robert's a Robert. And Robert, you ever see Robert? Robert is a 6'2", big black dude with a mustache, right? Yeah, he was really good, though. Again, I'm having a Father's Day concert. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. You know, we have a lot of things to talk about, but what could be more, important than fathers, huh? You know, there's a poem. I don't remember it. A mother's loving care ceased towards the child she bear. You know that one? Yeah, but I always like the one that says, "Had it not been for dear old daddy, there would be no dear sweet mommy." I love that so much. Anyway, let's move on to my concert, Ali. Give me the second one.
My body, I need.
You have to grow up in like the Church of God to be able to understand this kind of stuff, you know. I mean, you remember, I remember we would have concerts, right, at the Church of God auditorium, not the one Joe Farrington Road. If you're old enough to remember when they used to have the ones right there on Fowler Street, you remember that? Any of y'all remember that? And I remember, you know, as a child, I thought that building was so big. But, you know, the more we grew up, or the more I grew up anyway, I realized that I don't know how we used to have concerts in there, because it's really not that big. I mean, it was two stories, sure, but it was never really that big. I mean, but we used to go out and have a really good time. So I'm having, in case you want to know, if you're just joining me, yes, I'm still on air. Levin Miller is still here. I'm still on Leash. It's still Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Thank you so much for joining me. Father's Day is on Sunday. And since I ain't gonna see y'all, because I tell you, I like to get actively engaged in my hooliganism by about 3 p.m. on Fridays, right? So I leave here, and then I go to do one or two very responsible things, you know, because I have to go be a good daddy, a decent, upstanding Church of God fella. And then I must go to the places into the highway and the byway where I can find them. and I must go and I must take a head count of everybody there that ought not be practicing hooliganism, but that is actively doing so. And so I must do that fervently today. And so by about 3 o'clock, I ain't gonna see no more daddies. And so I'm having a Father's Day concert. Now, if you have a daddy and you love him, my daddy dead, so I can't send no shout out. But to my granddaddy, the last left of the Mohicans, the Reverend Bishop Levin Kelson Miller from the Church of God, is 96 years old, right there on the corner of Mini Street and Cordo Avenue, to my good granddaddy. I'm named after him. I love you so much. Happy Father's Day. All right? But if you have a daddy, you could call me 325-4259. You can text me 4224796. Again, to Mr. Kingsley Fowler, your daughter says Happy Father's Day from her. All right? Allenton, let's continue with my concert. Used to like them. I think that was called a New Sensation. You remember them? I think they was out of Andres. And they was a big ticket. They used to, when they come into the concert, Sit Down Servant was a showstopper for sure. And I always liked the way they did the interchange. Sit down, servant, down, sir. I feel all right. Man, that was my favorite piece. And the bass guitar. The bass guitar player would usually run very, very, very hard. I have a shout out here coming in for Captain Whitfield Neely. That is coming in from his daughter, CG Amanda. So, Captain, wherever you are, your daughter says a special happy Father's Day to you, the one and only Captain Whitfield Lily. Allenton, let's take this call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Yes, good morning.
How are you?
I'm excellent, man. Happy Father's Day to my dad, Bishop Hubert A. Pinder.
Okay.
Church of the Bride in the Bahamas.
Oh, hallelujah.
Also to some of my brothers and brothers-in-law, Alfonso, Rodney, Valen, And the list goes on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I want to wish them, Rodney, tell them a happy Father's Day.
All right. Thank you very much.
Coming from Fender, Hubert.
Okay, Hubert. Thank you very much.
All right. Be blessed.
All right. And while I had it, let me send a special shout out to all the fathers in my, you know, I have a very big family. And so all the fathers in my family, right? My granddaddy, the Bishop Levin Miller, has 14 sons. That's a lot of people, and they're all fathers, so happy Father's Day to them. And I don't remember how much sons James Scott have, but I think 85% of them are fathers, so happy Father's Day to them. And because James has 29 children, so I don't remember the ratio. And to all of the fathers in my graduating class, you know, the Prince William Falcons class of 03, happy Father's Day to y'all, right? And for the rest of y'all who is just Bo Weeble, well, helping hope is on the way. And to the fathers of my entry, 3911, RBDF, happy Father's Day to y'all. And if you got a couple of Bo Weeble in there, then, you know, we can pray y'all strengthen a lot as well. All right, so let's continue on with my concert, Alan. And you can call me 325-4259 and send your shout out to your daddy. My daddy dead, so I can't send him no shout out. But if you want to send a shout out to your daddy, feel free to do so. You could also text me on 422-4796. Let's go, Ali.
Hear my cry, Lord, hear my cry. I know you heard me pray so many times before. Hey, I need you. If you don't come, I'm gonna perish. I'm waiting on you, Lord, right down here below. Yeah, yeah.
Down here,
hey.
In the river till you come, Lord Jesus.
Satan don't want me to cross.
Satan don't want me to cross.
Hey.
No, Satan don't want me to cross.
I'm waiting, waiting.
I'm waiting down here at the river till you come, Lord Jesus.
Come on, Lord, if you don't come.
If you don't come to my rescue.
Come on, come on,
if
now.
If you don't come to my rescue.
I need you. Child, Lord, I'm your child, yes, I'm your child, Lord, and I can't do much without you, yeah. But Satan tried so hard to make me doubt you, but I'm waiting on you, Lord, I'm waiting right here till you come, I'm waiting, waiting, waiting.
Waiting down here at the
waiting
till you come, Lord Jesus.
Satan don't want me to cross.
Satan don't want me to cross. No, Satan don't want me.
I'm waiting, waiting, waiting.
I'm
Lord.
Waiting down here at the waiting till you come, Lord Jesus.
Come on, Lord.
If you don't come to my rescue,
I need you to come.
If you don't come to my rescue,
Lord, I'm waiting.
Come
on, Lord, I need you to come.
I'm waiting down here, Lord.
I'm waiting down here
at the river till you come, Lord Jesus.
Oh, I'm waiting, waiting for you.
Satan don't want me to cross.
He don't want me to cross.
No, Satan.
He don't want me to cross.
I'm waiting down here at the river till you come, Lord Jesus.
Get him now. Come on, Lord, I need you to come.
If you don't come to my rescue,
my going get rough.
If you don't come to my
sometimes
rescue,
my going get tough,
if
Lord.
If you don't come to my rescue,
Lord, I need you.
If you don't come,
come on, Lord,
to my rescue,
come on, Lord.
If you don't come to my
tired
rescue,
tired of being this, only you, Lord, can rescue me.
If you don't come to my rescue,
come on, Lord.
If you don't come to
Lord,
my
I'm
rescue,
calling on
if
you.
You don't
I need you to come and rescue
if you
me.
Don't come
the burden get her up and the going get tough.
If you don't come to my rescue.
Come on, Lord.
If you don't come to my
only
rescue,
you can set me free.
If you don't come to my rescue.
I'm waiting.
If you don't come to my rescue.
I'm waiting, no.
If you don't come to my rescue.
Simeon O'Neill. And you can't have a, if you're having a real gospel concert, you can't have one unless let's don't pretend. Simeon O'Neill have to be there. All right? He's gonna have to be there. If you're having a concert, that is, a gospel concert, Simeon O'Neill is gonna have to be there. I see my phone lines are lighting up. Arlington, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller, you're on.
Brother Mello.
How are you?
Good morning to you, sir. I must say, you're really musically inclined.
I try my best.
If the Guardians see the gift that you have, they can use you on Sunday morning to bless this nation with which is badly needed.
Wow.
I think Guardian better take that up. Use you on Sunday morning of only for 2 hours. When you can go way down in the deck with Willie Neil Johnson. You haven't played a song yet. That, my son, I want to challenge you. See if you can find that. But I want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers, the alpha male. I want to also say happy Father's Day to my son-in-law, Johnny Roker, the father of my beautiful grandchildren. My father's passed like your father. I don't want to talk about him. I love my dad, the late, great Montano. My two uncles, Reverend A.A. McKenzie, Reverend Solomon McKenzie, they were in my life. So, you know, I am structured with the church.
Yes.
And pastors. So if you can find that song by Willie Neil Johnson, that's my son. I even forget one of my cousins. He just recently passed last year. The Reverend Julian McKenzie. Reverend Hubert McKenzie. That's the father of Kevin. So I come from a preacher, from a family of preachers.
Yes.
So, you know, play that one. Hit that one up for me. That's my son by the Gospel Keynotes. And continue. I hope the Guardian listening. Please use Mr. Miller at least for a couple hours on Sunday morning to get this country back to the spiritual values that we once had.
Thank you so much. Let's see. I can look for that. Willie Neil Johnson? I can look for it. You can try. Give me the next one. Because you can't bring Simeon and let Simeon do one. Everybody know that. Because if you bring Simeon out into your concert, you got to fly him in from Freeport. So, I mean, when he come, he got to do more than one. Give me the next one.
God ain't done nothing for you, you can sit down in your seat. But if he done anything for you, yes! Stand up. Stand up. You feeling it? If you see me jumping up and clapping my hands, if you see me waving like I'm gonna lose my mind, yeah. If you see me running around and around and around, yeah. It's because I'm free. Please don't bother me. It's inside me. Oh yeah, I'm blaming, blaming on the music. My God, thank God. It's inside me. Oh yeah, blaming, blaming on the music. Oh, yes, sir. It's because I'm free, free as I could be. Let me jump and sing, let his praises ring. But this is the Lord's day, let him have his way. You hear what I say, let the music play. Don't blame me. If you see the sisters, them waving their flag, something tell me that you need to get your small right. Living like the devil, will look at you and they gon' wonder why. It's inside me. Oh, blame it, blame it on the music. Oh, 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 oh. It's inside me. Oh, yeah, blame it, blame it on the music. Oh, oh, oh. It's because I'm free, free as a bee. Let me jump and sing, let his praises ring. This
this is a lost thing. Let him have his way. You hear what I say?
Let the music help me.
Aye, 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 aye.
Come on, Tim, put your hand in the air. 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 Hands in the air. Hands in the air. Hands in the air. Hands in the air. Come on. Hands in the air. Hands in the air. Hands in the air. Hands in the air. Hands in the air.
And that's Simeon Oak. That's Simeon Oak. I see I got a call on the line. Let me also send a special shout out. This says a happy Father's Day to Mario. Another happy Father's Day to the second best dad ever, Terrence Cole in Nassau. Let's take the call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I want to congratulate you.
Okay.
On such a show. It's invigorating, refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Very good idea. Very good idea.
Thank you.
I'd just like to send a happy Father's Day to my one and only son, mm-hmm. Johnny Culmer, and to all my numerous brothers and male members of my family. Happy Father's Day, and I trust God bless you and bless you always.
Okay.
Mr. Miller.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
keep
that.
Keep up the good work. This is refreshing.
Thank you.
Very innovating.
Yes. All right, let's see if we can get a couple more in before I move on with my concert. Let's move to the next call, Ali. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Good morning, Mr. Miller.
How you doing, Sparky?
Great, yes. Well, boy, you know, this is special Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I just turned 70, May the 4th.
Okay.
And right behind me, my old schoolie, Brave Davis, just turned 70, June the 7th. Or just a couple days in between.
Mm-hmm.
But first of all, I'd like to say happy Father's Day to Brave Davis.
Okay.
I'll leave him there. But there's another thing I'd like to say to children, I would say. And I'd like to say to my children, sometimes you might be teed off with daddy.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to realize daddy had to learn how to become a daddy, or a father, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us imitate or try to be like what our fathers used to be,
mm-hmm.
or were trying to be. But there are also some of us who try to do it like Frank Sinatra say, try to do it our way. And sometimes our way might not agree with the way the children want it to be, so they could end up being teed off.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, my favorite song is always, I Did It My Way.
Yes.
If you didn't like it, I could take the blows, but at the end of the day, Mr. Miller,
you do
Daddy did it his way, whether I failed you or I succeeded with you.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy tried.
Yep.
I love my children. I love the children of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I love the fathers. I love the mothers. But one thing we should never do is don't go around there telling children who they say is their daddy ain't really their daddy. Tell them who their real daddy is. Have a good day.
Appreciate you, Sparky. There's a song that says, daddies are special people too. They need love just like mommies do. I know the rest of the song, so y'all don't push me past that. Tell you what, I run out of time, but you can't have Simeon Odin. You just can't. You automatically know that in the lineup behind Simeon Odin, it have to be this guy.
When the battle is over, when the battle is over, battle is over. Trouble is over. Trouble
Lawrence Roll, y'all. Listen, you can't have Simeon Odin and don't have Lawrence Roll. I got time for one more. Let's go call it. You're on. Call it up.
Yes, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm fine. Hey, happy Father's Day to you and to whomever else that have kids. Mr. Amos Ferguson is usually off, but he's spot on this morning when he said that Guardian Radio needs to bring you on for, on Sundays, at least for 2 or 3 hours, man. And I hope Guardian, listening, man. Hey, y'all have a blessed day, bro.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you very much. And let me send a shout-out to Ozzy Smith. You know, I know he always listens to me. So, is it Chief Petty Officer now? I don't know, because, you know, these promotions, they in there. I ain't sure what all happened. And so, in case it's Chief Petty Officer Ozzy Smith, happy Father's Day to you, and happy Father's Day to George Rogers. Not coming in from his son, Carlin Rogers. Let me also say a happy Father's Day to the Reverend Julius Chisholm and my brother Javon Chisholm, and that is coming in from Lisa. Let's take one more and then I get another. Good morning, Collie. You're on. Collie, that?
Hey, what you say?
All is well.
Father's in the universe, especially the father's in the Bahamas.
Same to you, Papa.
Yeah, and happy Father's Day to the father's them in Fox Hill Prison or in the old folks' home.
Mm-hmm.
All the stepdaddies and stuff like that who might be the real daddies for the children but go to turn up and do all of that stuff. If you didn't know, Levon, Kevin McKenzie, daddies are special people too, are the behemoth man, the fathers in this country for many years, favorite, especially when it comes down to gospel songs. And, but we take it anyway. Kevin McKenzie, daddies are special people too, like you mentioned a while ago, or Luda Rhyme. We ain't doing Luda now, but they are songs in the Bahamas, especially okay. Kevin McKenzie, daddies are special people. So like I say, Levon, happy Father's Day again, and keep up the good work.
Appreciate it, buddy. This one here says, a happy Father's Day to the Reverend Basil Johnson, from his daughters and sons, especially Belinda Wilson. And I understand he's 91 years old. He almost got my granddaddy. You know, my granddaddy, 96. That ain't a little bit of time. Anyway, I don't think I'm going to have time to take another phone call. So I'm going to say it because I want to go out to this. Today is Friday, people. That means Saturday and Sunday is next. I'm going to implore you. I advise you. I'm going to admonish you. Man, do everything you can in your power to be sure that you don't kill nobody, all right? More important than that, make sure nobody don't kill you. And if you do that, I'll see you back here on Monday. I'm gonna end my Father's Day concert with the only person in the Bahamas that could end a gospel concert, that could end any kind of concert. He is my number one top performer in the entire Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and I don't care if we singing Mary Had a Little Lamb or the ABC song. We going out with the nation's singing bishop and prophet, Lawrence Roll.
Rock the show.